All right, so I just have to start out saying somebody might be tuning into this for the first time because they heard Rashani mention it on his latest episode, saying that the Father Teresa's wine cellar has the hardest intro because of the higher learning one. So you might be tuning in for that. We haven't used that one recently. We've been tinkering with a new one that I made a few weeks ago. But we still have that. We're just not using it right now. But it will be rotated back in. All right. So that's what's going on. You don't have your headlines listed, so I'm just going to go straight to the open.
Did you even start the live video?
No, player.
Oh, okay, player. Oh,
so you're gonna. All right. So run some headlines.
Yeah, all right, I can.
So podcast audio going. Facebook Live in the three, in the deuce, and the uno. There's Facebook Live.
Three, the deuce, and the uno. Fine, whatever.
I didn't say any of those words.
Really? Because you're recorded saying all those words.
Oh,
actually.
Now you know what it's like to be me.
Oh, what? I don't know. Yeah, you're on record, nigga. What?
Yeah, I've said that to you a lot of times.
What? No, you have lies. Lies. Welcome to the wine cellar. All right, so let's see. We have a couple news. We have some headlines. We have some commentary. I think we're going to try to do the split thing again, right? So, like, the first half of the show is going to be public, free. Yeah. And then the second half, where we get a little funnier and a little wackier, is going to be for Patreon only, right?
Yeah, and this time I'll actually do it.
And this time we're going to actually do it correctly?
Yeah, I fucked up last time and gave the whole thing out for free.
Consider it it was like a sample. Right?
Yeah.
To get people motivated to
crack.
Go, it was, to go to patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, and then you can get all the good shit for $5 a month. All right, let me see here. I don't even know if I want to actually cover this story. I think I'm just going to throw it out there to say it happened. An Instagram star was arrested in Kuwait for looking feminine. He was obviously a male, Instagram model. And was not appreciated in Kuwait. Clinton is still in her feelings. She says Bernie Sanders hurt her feelings by dragging out the nomination fight. Meh. As for right now, this is an update. The Supreme Court is backing Trump's Muslim ban. For now. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. Let's see. Should we start with the CDC one? Or should we start with the Nashville woman?
It's a CDC.
Or it's a CDC. It's a CD kind of thing. Yeah, we can do that one. If it would load, perhaps, that would probably be helpful for me. All right, so CDC is investigating infection outbreak, and it's linked to puppies from Petland, which is, like, I think one of the more popular pet stores, right?
The fuck? You know what? I've never purchased a creature from a pet store.
Oh, yeah. I think up here it's like a Petland, and I don't know if like PetSmart sells animals, but Petland is definitely one of the more popular ones. At least maybe it's just a Midwest thing. I don't know. So the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is investigating an outbreak of infections affecting people across 7 states. Now that I just fucking said that, I want to know what states they are and see if they're Midwest states or not. It says it may be linked to puppies sold through national pet store chain Petland. As of Monday, there were 39 cases. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. All right. Of, human Campylobacter infections linked to puppies sold through Petland. The cases were found in Florida, Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. Oh, so I guess, well, Florida, that's not just Midwest.
Well, yeah.
Of those 12 cases, 12 people are Petland employees. Oh, shit. So all the employees got sick. That's great. I hope they get like workman's comp or some shit for that? I don't know. They're employees in 4 states, and then 27 people who recently purchased puppies or visited stores have gotten sick. The CDC has not identified failures of Petland's operating system that would lead to Campylobacter infections. I don't know what the fuck that is. The company emphasized that any dog may carry the, I guess, virus, regardless of where it came from. And Petland also said that in a statement that questionnaires the CDC used to link the infection to Petland cases were not consistent and didn't ask the same type of questions. So they're trying to say it wasn't their store, even though it all happened at their stores. Good job, Petland. And of course, as worth noting, this particular, I don't know what the fuck, virus, disease, is spread through contact with dog feces. I don't know how. I'm not going to ask how.
Just being white?
Probably. Probably.
What the fuck are you folks doing?
I don't know, man. So it's spread through dog feces, according to the CDC, and usually does not spread from person to person. And yet, here the fuck we are, 7 states later. Huh. Symptoms include diarrhea, cramping, fever, abdominal pain, and symptoms last about a week. And almost all people infected recover without specific treatment. So basically, dog shit made people shit.
All right. Okay, that's the kind of, apparently that's the kind of news you're doing. I don't know why you didn't save that for the second half.
Because I didn't think it was going to be funny. The headline was very serious. It's like the CDC has determined there's an outbreak. And I was like, oh, that sounds fucking serious, man.
Getting to the show opener and my biological sister, I saw a notification she tuned in.
Hey.
Yeah, she checks out the program sometimes.
Nice.
All right, let's get to the opener, dadgummit.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of heroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev.
Some company, Rev.
We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, yeah, Dan Scalita was showing me her notes, and I was like, that's second half shit, that's not free.
Really?
No. No, for free, we make you sad and angry. You don't get now, to laugh for free.
Now I actually want to know how we're going to cover that, because I didn't think that story was fucking funny.
White Lives Matter stories are always funny.
Teaser, we have a White Lives Matter story in the second half. Stay tuned.
Yeah, it's White Lives Matter. Or is it?
Or is it? It's not.
All right, gosh darn. This week, yes. Well, fuck, really in mere hours, right? In 12 hours, 24 hours from now, you'll be heading to the city,
yes.
to get on the aeroplane. Well, why?
Because I was graciously offered a spot to speak at the sex worker conference at Catalyst Con in LA. So, I get to do that. I'm very excited. And, of course, I'm actually really happy, not just that I get to speak, but about the topic, right? Because I think people who have been listening, we've talked about the Lily Fury situation before. If you don't know, she's a white sex worker who basically made a bunch of digital blackface accounts, and I think one was like a Latina account, and basically, and then fucking Asian one. But that one was just for spying on people. She didn't really, like,
All right.
I know. She didn't really post a lot from there, but her black and Latina accounts, what she was doing was basically writing articles from the point of view of a woman of color sex worker, and then using her white friends and her white account as her actual self to signal boost them, and basically like Rachel Dolezal shit is basically what happened. She took spots that were meant for women of color. She got put on panels that were for women of color. And that's because she was able to use her white sex worker credibility along with signal boosting from her white sex worker friends to get spots that were supposed to go to women of color. But she was like, hey, I found this really great, really fierce Latina. Check her out, guys. And so she basically got paid 2 and 3 and 4 times over for shit that what's supposed to be written by black people.
That kind of weird shit. She could be in the Trump cabinet with that. That's that weird, that's that Trump cabinet weird shit, man.
It's just a hustle, right? Like, that's just a basic hustle. Because then she would, like, do shit too and be like, I think one of them was named Bambi Ortiz. She's like, oh, Bambi got arrested and fucked up by cops, which of course is, like, completely plausible if you're a sex worker and a woman of color.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, Bambi got fucked up by cops. Here's her GoFundMe for her bail. You know, doing that kind of greasy ass shit too, in addition to stealing spots. So, you know, so I get to talk about that. I mean, about Lily, but also in general, the sort of climate that leads to a situation where white sex workers are still co-opting spaces made for black people or people of color because they have the platforms and they have the ability to signal boost, they have the audience reach. And, you know, how to kind of combat that a little bit. Maybe dismantle a little bit of white privilege in circles full of marginalized people. Yeah. So I get to do that. I'm very excited. I'm very happy I was invited. So I'm speaking on Thursday, and then I'm going to hang out Friday for the rest of the conference. There's just a lot of, like, general sex education stuff going on. Like, you know, developing intimacy and emotional boundaries and sexual health and, you know, so everything across the board, emotionally, medically, scientifically, it's going to be really cool. So I'm excited. And it's in LA. It's going to be fucking warm. Like, I'm not going to get up in the morning and be like, why is it like 50 degrees out?
Yeah.
I can wake up in the sun.
Yeah, the gradual transition, right? Like, yeah. I think yesterday the high was 68, 69 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like we're going into a fall season again. What's interesting about, not fall, but winter, you know, fall happens, but winter is what's really interesting to me because I've been in Florida for 12 years. And so it's like, but I already have my winter gear. I have my scarves. Yes. I have my beanie caps.
Yes.
The leather coat is purely utilitarian, right? The one with the hood.
Yeah.
Because it's too big for you and me.
Yeah.
It's just, that's a big-ass coat. But, like, to go to and from work.
Right. Well, plus I already have my coat. I have a winter coat. I have that triple goose fat coat.
Yeah. And you have a few that I just think are really stylish. And you wanted to throw them away. But I don't know. Maybe you want to fucking put them shits on and get jiggy. You know? And I got some pea coats and shit that I like. And
yes.
So yeah, man, I'm ready to dive into another snow season where I'm not shopping through the whole season.
Right. That helps when you already have the gear ready.
Yeah.
Which, are you getting winter boots?
Oh, like snow boots.
Yeah.
Oh, to like maybe do a walk for the hunker. Because I am going to want to walk in the snow just because, again, like I've spent 12 years out of the snow, so I'm going to want to walk in it. All right, personal journal updates, man. All right, what's the news? What's the comment? Let's make them sad. Let's make them
mad. Let's make them sad. Oh, yeah, this one isn't going to make anybody sad, but it will probably piss some people off.
Yeah, I want to make people feel bad.
That's rather sadistic of you.
And there's Fallon Matthews. See, and now it seems, just because I'm older, right? Like, I'm an old person. It's like, wait, is Fallon in her late 20s yet?
I thought Fallon was like 24 or something.
Okay, yeah, I'm being a bad older person. It's just, I'm gonna make you sad after you dealt with all the misogynoir shit you deal with in your classes and your life in general.
Yeah, like, Fallon is a black indigenous woman in a white college campus. I guarantee she is already fucking annoyed.
On so-called progressive Canada.
Right? But our prime minister, or is it... Is that, that's what he is, a prime minister, right?
Or yeah, fucking,
whatever,
Trudeau.
President, whatever the fuck he is. But he's good looking and is good with photo ops. Okay.
With his oil ass. Like, is it, he's the motherfucker, what's that, that shale oil with the one where the pipes kept busting.
Oh, the sand oil?
Yeah, that really, yeah, I think like sand oil.
Yeah.
Forgot the name, the official
name. Yeah, where they have to like fucking dig it out and then like refine it on the spot because it's got like so much shit in it.
Yeah, with like bitumen, I think they call it.
Bitumen.
I would like to call it bicumen, but like I think the way it's pronounced is bitumen, so I don't like saying that. Sounds weird.
I thought it was bitumen.
No, it's like B-I-C-H. Oh. It's a weird word.
I know it makes pipes burst a lot. I know that.
Yeah. Mm.
And I know they treat Native people like shit. I know that. So, but you know, they're progressive and shit because Canada.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to all those white people during the election who were like, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. But did they fucking move yet?
Man, none of them ever do shit, man. Fucking Texas didn't secede. All the neoliberals didn't move to Canada. All the neocons didn't move to Canada or wherever the fuck they were going to go when Barry Hussein got in twice. Really, I think the neocons, as far as, like, doing what they wanted to do, they did the most. They got the fucking Tea Party in.
Yeah. Well, we have a hashtag resistance.
I ain't with them niggas. I don't pretend I'm resisting shit because you're not resisting shit. Again, they have the majority of the governorships.
Yes.
They have the majority of the judgeships.
Yes.
And 112 judge seats to fill.
Yes.
And I could be wrong. They may be filling them and have like 80 or 70 to fill.
Yeah.
All right. And they have the presidency, the Senate, the Congress, and the Supreme Court. You're not actually resisting shit. All right. You're just talking shit. The people actually resisting are Antifa, if anybody.
Right. Which is the thing, is they're anything. Like, we're the resistance, also Antifa is bad.
But you got on your fucking pink hat high-fiving cops. Fuck you.
I mean, shouldn't Antifa and the resistance be on the same side? They are supposedly doing the same thing.
No, they're not.
Are supposed to be doing the same thing. But they're not.
Yeah, Antifa sees white people with torches surrounding black churches and punches them.
Yes, liberals send thoughts and prayers.
Just like conservatives.
Thoughts and prayers.
You wonder why we call you the fucking Uniparty.
Speaking of which, something I noticed, I've been watching Redneck Revolt pages. They're getting trolls in who are posing under like the identity politics shit, you know, like the fake black accounts and the fake like trans accounts and shit. To be like, you can't say nothing to me because I'm trans, but let me spew this bullshit. I've been noticing that.
Why y'all niggas on Redneck Revolt shit? Why do you do anything? Get a fucking...
Because they're angry.
I almost said because get Antifa, a fucking job.
Because like, Antifa doesn't have enough pages for them to be on.
Because Antifa can't take that risk. Hell, Redneck Revolt, it really gets caught up, right? Like,
the
main cat that goes out there speaking and shit, like, he gets held up at airports and shit.
Because
airport security know who he is and they don't want him traveling and working.
Mm-hmm.
All right, news and comment.
News
and
comment. We are. Okay.
17 minutes of riffing.
The fucking headline, though. Dear Johns, Dayton police warn suspected prostitution customers. In a fight against street prostitution, we would like to call it sex work, if we may. Dayton police don't just rely on the letter of the law to deter illegal activity, they also rely on letters through the U.S. Postal Service. Whoever the fuck wrote this had fun. Like, I see you, Cornelius Frolic. Your name is Cornelius Frolic! This was written by someone named Cornelius Frolic.
And he's frolicking around. Fallon is 26, and Trudeau, backpedaled, backpedaled or outright acted brand new, RE his promises on indigenous issues and black folks, and he's progressive because he surrounds himself with tokens, and doesn't he play the he plays the sort of hey, I'm a male feminist.
Yes. I think that was one of the things when he did his cabinet. Everybody's like, it's such a progressive cabinet. It has, like, women and, like, a Muslim man. But I don't think there was a single nigga to be seen. I don't think he had any indigenous people in it. I was like, all right, I guess.
Joni Ernst is a woman, and she celebrated winning her campaign with a rape joke.
Oh, God.
Yeah, remember that?
Man, I forgot. Why do you have to remind me these people exist?
Okay, it's in my head. I have it. You, at least you got to forget for a while. It's in my head every day.
So far this year, Dayton Police Vice Unit has mailed 18 warning notices to vehicles that were spotted in areas known for levels of prostitution. The letters are supposed to let people suspected of attempting to engage in prostitution. How the fuck do they know what you're engaging in just because you happen to park somewhere? That means nothing. Like, I guess fuck civil liberties, apparently. The letters are supposed to let people suspected of attempting to engage in prostitution know that police were present. Oh, by the way, do you see that little slip up?
What up?
So, the beginning of this was they were calling them Dear John letters, where they were saying they were mailing them to people who were buying sexual services, and now they just flipped it to people engaged in prostitution. So they're not actually going after the dudes at all. They're going after sex workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fellas are just following natural manly instincts.
Natural manly instincts.
The woman ladies, and see, the woman ladies, they are going against natural womanly instincts to just go ahead and marry one of these fellas. You don't have to like it. You're just doing what Jesus instinctified you to do.
Aren't most of these men already married?
Yeah. They love the way the Lord wants them to live so much, they want to do it double time. Two wives, two families, be fruitful, multiply.
Have a whole ass side family. All right.
Damn, a side family. Like, hey, that's some shit like... So, like, the side kids don't get to go to the good school.
Right.
Their football team always loses, and the other one's laughing. Ha ha, you're the side son.
Oh, no.
But the side daughter gets the fucking hand-me-down prom dress.
Oh, no. Is that could be like, who was it? Somebody was saying some wild-ass shit about that, like, their grandfather had a whole side family. But he couldn't be seen in public with them because he was black and all the kids were passing and shit, like, back in the 60s. Yeah, it was fucking wild. I gotta find that fucking story. It was so wild, that shit.
Oh, man. The side gay kid gets a dingy rainbow flag.
He doesn't even get a rainbow flag. They, like, chase him around with spray paint and shit.
Oh, he just gets food coloring.
Oh, no.
Magic markers. God. Oh, the side family. That'd be a
great
show.
That's
a good, and not yes. a reality show. It's a no. sitcom. We're yes. scripting it.
Yes, the side family. It's what's in the letters say. It's what the letters say that angered a local man who contacted this newsroom to complain last week. This is Daily News, Dayton Daily News. The generic letters signed by Dayton Chief Police Richard Beal warned that prostitution is, quote, a serious offense. I'm pretty sure buying sexual services is a misdemeanor, but all right.
What are you talking about? It's a serious offense. These men are ejaculating. You know how bad that hurts? Men hate that. And these
men
women are making them do that. That's a serious offense. That's a major below the belt assault.
I don't have to tolerate this. he warns it is a serious offense that carries potential penalties such as fines, vehicle seizure, incarceration, and John School.
What the fuck is John School?
That's where they teach you that all women who are engaged in sex work are abused victims with mental health problems and drug addictions and can't make their own choices and need to be infantilized, and you're hurting them by allowing them to make a living.
Fucking John School?
John School.
I gotta see this, man. This is real? It already exists?
Yeah, it already exists, yeah. It's like a treatment program for offenders who buy sexual services.
Oh, so it's probably run by, like, fucking SWERFs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, it depends where you live. If you live in a blue state, it's run by SWERFs. If you live in a conservative state, it's run by evangelical Christians. Weird how those two teamed up for a common goal.
I want the SWERFs one.
They're going to be the same.
I want to go and I just want to say, I'm tempted. I need to be in your John School. I haven't done anything yet, but I'm fucking tempted. Just like, I want to get in. And I'm going to record everything. It's going to be a great podcast.
You go to John School, I'll go to wife school. We'll come back and work it out.
We'll have nothing but material.
Yes. And then, of course, it also says vehicle seizures. So they're going to take your car because you saw a sex... You got a blowjob and got your car taken all at once. That's what's going to happen, apparently.
Well, yeah, because... Grand Theft Auto was not a serious crime. Taking someone's car?
No.
Ain't shit. That's just how they get to work. Fuck that.
Right. But, and of course, don't forget, under the current civil forfeiture laws, when they do take your car, even if your car is not paid off, you have to keep paying on it. Because you still owe that loan.
Well, maybe that woman shouldn't have did that to you.
Right. Yeah, she's going to catch a felony. You go to John school. Seems legit. The letters...
There's Dino Red.
Hi! Hey, black people!
Yeah, he's one of your people. He's a sensitive, light-skinned person. He is. He's freckled
we
up.
We have feelings. Feelings matter.
Isn't he one of the red-haired ones? I think he's one of the red-haired ones.
They still have feelings?
No, they fucking don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're like the gingers of black people.
Whoa. Let's try to be a little more inclusive to our light-skinned kin.
Light-skinned kin. All right, freckle niggas with sunspots. All right, you live. You're good. You're doing nice things.
The letters also note that suspects in prostitution-related offenses will get unwanted public attention because names, addresses, and photos will be released because there's nothing better than ruining someone's life for engaging in sex. The notices read... While the reason for your vehicle being in this particular location has yet to be determined, it is our earnest hope it was not for an illegal purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's none of your business.
They're the police. Of course it's their business. Oh, this is fucked. See, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, make them sad.
The letters also say at least 43 prostitutes in the city have HIV, and others have not been caught and tested. What the fuck? Are they stray puppies? What the fuck? They haven't been caught and tested?
Yeah, man. And then you put a little clip in the monitor in their ear.
They haven't been caught and tested for that deadly disease or other sexually transmitted infections. The letters do not always end up in the hands of people suspected of trying to engage in prostitution. They need to stop saying engage in prostitution. There's only one half of the party that is engaging in prostitution, and that is a sex worker. Also, just fucking say sex work. Jesus Christ.
No, man.
Sometimes the recipients are spouses or business owners whose vehicles were in the possession of workers where suspicious activities occurred.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and on why they say prostitution and not sex worker, let's make this clear. Because sex worker is not politically correct.
Right.
Now, the reason why... Now, someone is probably hearing me say that. What the fuck you mean? No, that is... People think politically correct is a left thing, and also a fake left neoliberal thing. No, politically correct means that you're using the words that work best with the with your intended audience. Mm-hmm. And I understand who my audience is most likely going to be. And if I start coming out talking like Anita Sarkeesian,
That's prostituted women.
I mix her up with the Young Turks one. Yeah, and start calling them prostituted women. It's like, that's not politically correct for those people. But for these people, like, who they are aiming this at, they gotta say prostitute because they need
it's the talking
connotation.
Point.
Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah, like, it feeds into the vocabulary of your talking point. Like, when you build a talking point, it has to have a set vocabulary to go with it to build your narrative. You can't have it without your vocabulary.
Yeah, so what politically correct really is just linguistically pragmatic.
Indeed. And of course, the thing too is that is the specific language that's used in the rescue industry, right. There's a fucking industry that gets paid to rescue sex workers, but that is their language. As they refer to the women as prostituted women, or they refuse to call it sex work because sex work suggests correctly so that it's work that involves sex acts, right? Like, it's not just prostitution; it's a ways for people to make a living, and it involves work, and it is actual labor, and services are being exchanged for money, like a job. And they don't want to acknowledge that because that destroys the narrative that sex workers are either, super infantile. What the fuck? I saw these emojis just go across the screen.
That's the homies didn't get thumbing the shit up because you talking that gangster shit.
But that's the thing, is that the prostituted woman narrative relies on either, depending, like, your evangelical Christians, it's because women are inherently immoral and slutty. When you're coming from a Swerve point of view, it's because patriarchy has oppressed women, and so all sex workers are prostituted as something that was done to them because they're being oppressed by patriarchy, and nobody can choose to go into sex work. Like, if you dig deep into the Swerve rhetoric around it, they'll be, like, they literally say that, you can't consent to sex work. Every encounter is actually rape because you can't consent to selling sex under patriarchy. So prostitution and all the negative connotations around it are absolutely required to feed the narratives for fucking John School or for rescue programs for sex workers, and they rely on those connotations. So yeah, they have to say prostitution, really, because if they stopped and acknowledged it was work, they would get their funding cut, and that's bad.
Yeah.
That's very bad.
Because the sex workers don't need to make money. We do.
The sex workers don't need to make money. And that's why they bring in that fucking Nordic model bullshit. We're just gonna arrest the clients. We don't hurt the sex workers. Like, arresting someone's clients actually kind of does fuck up their business. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Nah, they're aware. Oppressors are always aware.
They are always aware. They are. So yeah, and that's, and then of course, just like, if you ever have time and you feel bored, Google some of these rescue orgs and look at their fucking stats. All this money they get, and they're like, there's like 500 million human trafficking victims in the United States alone. See how many they actually rescue in a year. They're getting paid a lot to do a little.
And what is rescuing? Putting them in a factory that collapses.
Bangladesh. Yes.
Yeah.
Or the one, we covered a story a while ago, a couple weeks ago, about a sex worker who was arrested and had to leave the industry and got stuck in one of those trucking things where she got, like, they paid for her to get her CDL to be a trucker, but they were taking it out of her wages, but were taking so much out of her wages and then cut her hours, she couldn't afford housing, so she had to start just living in the back of her truck. Remember that shit?
Yeah, but the way she wrote it as if she was, like, trapped in, like, some, like, a rape dungeon.
Right, yes. Yeah,
that was, well, that was some damn good writing.
That was good. That was good. So, yeah, you know, those are the kind of things. And then, of course, you know, as always, follow the money. Fucking, what's his name, Christofferson, and a bunch of these people who are in the rescue industry support sweatshops. Okay? Okay. People who are anti-sex work because sex workers need to be rescued support sweatshops because it gives sex workers dignity. I don't know if you knew this, but there's more dignity in working 18 hours a day in a garment factory for 12 cents an hour with no food, water, or safety conditions than there is to do sex work. Trust them. It's their industry. All right. Back to this story. I know. That was like, whew. So, as they said, they were looking at vehicles, and the police said, we take this very seriously, and we're always looking for new and innovative ways to address the problem. Decriminalize it. It's not a fucking problem. Says Mayor John, Brian Johns.
God damn.
The mayor's last name is Johns. That, the goddess of irony always got my back.
She always got my back. I'll try to find his middle name.
It's Dayton, so, yeah. A lot of times people don't even realize their cars are being used for illegal activity. The Dayton Police Vice Unit, like other police agencies across the country, use letter-writing campaigns to let people know officers observe their vehicles engaged in suspicious activity that appear to be related to prostitution. So I would like to reiterate again, they have specified that they do not know these people are engaged in anything illegal. They just saw your car and made an assumption.
Wait, Dayton, Ohio?
Yes.
I got Nan Whaley as the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Who's Brian Johns?
Oh, police major. Sorry, I thought that said mayor. Police officer. So yeah, keep that in mind that they're just out to harass people looking at where your car is. And this is like that shit that, oh, you have condoms? You must be a sex worker. No, not necessarily. What the fuck? These campaigns are often called Dear John initiatives, a reference to the informal name of male prostitution clients. Letter writing is a preventative measure recommended by the U.S. Department of Justice. Seriously? Are you ready for this? The U.S. Department of Justice Problem-Oriented Policing Guide.
Say it again?
U.S. Department of Justice Problem-Oriented Policing Guide.
hit him with the baton.
Repeatedly. And then take their car.
And then you gotta hit him with the bullets. But you can't throw them that fast. Your arm ain't that strong. You're gonna need a projectile.
Or a taser.
Tasers are fun.
Tasers are fun.
Don't use tasers when you're angry. That's for laughing.
Right.
That's like, it's I don't know. It's like it's the devil's giggle juice, man. I'll tell you what. That's what tasering is.
According to Johns, street prostitution harms local neighborhoods. Street prostitution harms local neighborhoods for reasons. Like when male motorists mistake women and girls who are walking down the street as prostitute and try to convince them to get into their vehicles. Because you know what happens when women walk down the street? They never, ever get propositioned by men to get in their cars or engage in some sort of sex act. That only happens because sex workers exist. I hope you know that.
That reminds me of one of my favorite memes. Like, it's a group full of, like white men government guys sitting in chairs, and it's like, what's it says? Hey, we're professionals making decisions about minorities and vaginas. Something like that.
Yes. That was, I think, Time Life had one of the best covers when they were trying to ban abortion in Texas. And it was just like a bunch of white dudes standing around one guy who had on like the cowboy hat and just like a woman's legs, you know? Like that was a fucking picture. All right. So apparently sex workers are ruining the neighborhood because they create misogyny and street harassment that didn't exist before sex workers.
Yeah.
I guess you should know that.
Only like in like, and my girlfriend from when I was a teenager who sent me a friend request on Facebook, and we talked, remember, we talked, Candace, we were talking for a while, and like, and she said, yeah, like when she was like 12 years old and 11 years old, she'd get fucking yelled at.
Yeah.
And when they weren't yelling how much for this, that, and the other, they were just honking and yelling in general.
Yeah. I love your ass.
Yeah.
You're so pretty. Come talk to me. Hey, Ma. Yeah, so, and then, like, my favorite part is that's the only thing they list as a harm to the community. Catcalling. That apparently doesn't exist in places where sex workers don't exist.
Yeah, man.
Police conduct decoy operations in which an undercover officer poses as a prostitute, and sometimes the officer draws interest from or interacts with potential customers who do not complete the illegal transaction of sex for money. Oh, so you mean men, in fact, do stop and talk to women and not think that they're going to be paying for sex. So they were just street harassing, which is what the fuck I just said.
Man, the best and the brightest. You realize they give these fucking dipshits guns.
And money and pensions and health insurance and badges.
And they're just walking around just a fucking mental brick.
Oh. Well, what was the one we did, like, a long time ago? The fucking guy got fired because his IQ was too high?
Oh, shit. And yeah. And that went to a court, and the court, it was like an appellate court.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, they can do that. That's all right. That's a fair deal.
As I recall, he was wasn't allowed to be hired because during the IQ test, his IQ was too high, and they felt that somebody who had a high IQ would require too much mental stimulation and leave the job. That was their reasoning.
He's too smart for us. Mental stimulation, you have a gun. You know how intense it is if you're actually trying to do that job as a just person? Like, imagine how hard it would be to be a cop if they were actually trying to get justice in this world. It would be fucking ridiculous. You know how many white men you'd be arresting?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
You'd be all over white college campuses, basically. There'd be no more drugs.
Shit, you live on fucking Wall Street.
Holy shit, you'd be indeed. You'd just be outside the House of Congress, like, come on, nigga. No, you got coke in your pocket, boy.
Basically. Oh my god. Jesus. We don't send any letter to any car that drives down the street. We have certain parameters. Okay. Because we don't want to send the letters to vehicle owners whose cars are not being used for that, according to Johns. However, one local man received a letter and bristled at the idea that he was downtown for illegal activity. The man who declined to be interviewed on the record by this news organization said he was in town for legitimate business, leaving a Dayton Dragons game, I guess a local sports team, and did not appreciate the letter that implied he was engaged in wrongdoing. Police responded to more than 60 incidents of prostitution or assisting or promoting prostitution this year.
Dayton.
Assisting, promoting, prostitution. All right. So 60. All right. So I guess they got 60 cat callers off the street, huh?
All right. They got 60. That. What did Fallon say there?
I think I saw some rom-com turned author who wrote a book in the title. Ooh, and the title was about some guy named John, which was all successful. And I thought Dear John was a result of the campaign to divert interest from Swerves.
What?
I kind of hope that's true. I kind of hope that's true.
Oh, man. BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
Season 4.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I'm cheating and watching early because I have problems. But yeah, well, because you actually like that program, yeah?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll binge that. Yeah. If I, you know, like, I want overtime, but it's like, fuck, I want some weekends off, damn it.
Yes.
Like an actual weekend, not a day.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and fucking binge that out on the fucking weekend. And it's easier to binge BoJack because it's a half-hour show. It's not like when we're fucking doing that shit with Wentworth. Wentworth, it's like, yo, let's earn it. Let's go.
That is a struggle. All right, I got one more I gotta do.
Now, 40 minutes, yeah.
Oh, shit, already? Okay. Well, I will save this one for not tomorrow because I won't be here.
Damn. Next week.
Yeah, next week. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll, like, call in on Thursday and see if we can do a show, like, old school or something.
Niggas want to call in.
Maybe, but there's a new database that is tracking cops that have been arrested for various crimes, and I think it's a really good article, so.
Yep.
And the first one of its kind, because the federal government won't do this. So people took their own initiative and just made it themselves.
All right. And Facebook Live, we are out of here. Podcast audio keeps going. Bing. Facebook Live in that. In the live video, click done so it posts. And then we go over here.